We are joined by Attorney Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone. Every Monday, we do a three and out with three of the top teams in Minnesota. Well, one of them's a top team, the Johnnies, St. John's football team. The Gophers are a top team only because they're, you know, big university. And the latest team to join D1 in football and, well, basketball and hockey, they're really kicking butt. Your St. Thomas Tommies. But we got to start with the Johnnies because they played Carleton, which was undefeated. And Carleton was putting out some press releases or some things claiming they were number one in the MIAC because they were undefeated. The Johnnies having lost to a very, very good team, you know, one of the top teams in the country. So they weren't undefeated. And the Johnnies took care of business, you might say. That number one in the MIC lasted just nanoseconds into the game. Because what was the final, Jeff, that the Johnnies beat Carleton by?
63-7.
Oh, my God. That's a beating.
And the other thing, it's not just the smack talk about being, the top number one team in the MIAC by virtue of our best. They played a cream puff and not a non-conference schedule versus what the Johnnies played with the ranked team. But this Carleton went into this game 0-39 against St. John's.
Oh, so
I'm not 0-39 against the team. I'm not running my mouth.
No.
So they are now 0-40 against St. John's, and they are no longer undefeated.
Here's the problem. So these teams in the MIAC, other than Bethel, need a reality check because they think, oh, we're so good. St. Thomas no longer is there, and until you play St. John's, there's not really a team, or Bethel, that's going to kick your butt. Those teams will. Because there's, for the last decade or more, it's been, Bethel's always been right there with the Johnnies and the Tommies. And
yeah, Bethel got merged at the same time St. Thomas did.
Yeah.
And then St. Thomas being booted, Bethel is still there as kind of the Johnnies' only competition in the conference.
Well, it won't be long before those other teams boot the Johnnies and St. Bethel, the Betty. What are they called? The Bettys? The Beths?
The Bethel Royals.
That's right, the Royals. I should remember that because I've talked to their coach a number of times over the years. All right, so the Johnnies continue to roll. They got Augsburg next week, which supposedly is a good team. So was Carleton, so we'll see how that goes. Although Augsburg gave Bethel a tough go.
No, they beat Augsburg. I think they have Gustavus next week, right?
Oh, it's Gustavus. That's right. Not Augsburg. Augsburg, Gustavus.
Gustavus can play a team tight. So, it's another one of those trap games, but I think the Johnnies are in pretty good shape.
I think their coach has them
ready.
Too well coached to have a trap game. All right. How about how'd your Gophers do over the weekend, though they're not yours or mine?
Gophers were idle.
Well, they had a good game. They had a good outcome.
They play Iowa next week in Iowa, and I saw Iowa beat Wisconsin Saturday night. I didn't know this, Bob. Iowa and Wisconsin play for a trophy called the Heartland Trophy, which is a brass bull. So they've kept the bull, and I'm guessing they're going to keep Floyd of Rosedale the pig this week so they can have their whole barn.
The whole thing. All right. Now, the Tommies, you bringing donuts to work because you got to deal with a guy who went to Drake. And who?
My partner.
How do you lose to Drake?
My, I don't know. My partner, Emmerich Dwyer, did his undergrad at Drake. And so we've had some fun this is the third time that they played each other. And we dubbed it a few years ago the Chestnut Cambrone Bowl and made the deal that the loser brings donuts in for the office. So it's a win-win for the office, right? Either way, they're getting donuts on the Monday.
Yeah, they don't care who wins because they're getting fed.
But I think they get, because of how mouthy I am about the Tommies, I think that they are taking more fun in this one.
So
the fact that it wasn't even close. I mean, it was 52-21.
Ooh, ouch.
I don't know what happened. I know that Tommies have had some injuries, but this was an uncharacteristic blowout. Normally we're on the administering end of the blowout, not the receiving end. But it was just, there was a lot of turnovers. It was not, not converting things. It was the Drake quarterback had like some 300-400 yards. I mean, it was bad. It was really bad.
Wow.
And so, yeah, so I get to go bring donuts into the office after we're done, Bob.
My lucky you. All right, now, there is a hockey team. You talked about it last week at St. Thomas. They went to overtime with the Gophers, the top-ranked team in the country. And in the second game, they only lost, well, they lose 3-0. They're not getting embarrassed because that transfer portal's come in handy for Rico Blasi, the coach.
Tommy's hockey is 1-3 right now, but that's, you know, the only games they've played so far is splitting a home-and-home series with St. Cloud State, where they won the first game in overtime, lost the second one 1-0, and then this weekend it was the Gophers. Now, they played an exhibition last year, Bob, and they got blown out. You know, Tommy's did. And so this was a big step to take the Gophers, and it sets up to be a nice rivalry game for the two schools, because they had an XL Energy Center on Friday night.
Huge Gophers turnout, too, right?
Yeah, huge turnout. 6-5 Gophers on Friday night, and then the Gophers, then they played over at the Gophers Arena on Saturday. Gophers ended up winning 3-0, but it still wasn't a blowout. I mean, the thing is, the Tommies, even though they're, you know, some of these games that they've lost, it's been close. And that's, and you know, for me as a Minnesota hockey fan, I mean, I grew up cheering for the Gophers because that was the team, right? And but even so, now these days you cheer for, when you're in the playoffs, you cheer for UMD, you cheer for St. Cloud State, you cheer for Bemidji, you cheer for Mankato. I'd love to see all six Minnesota teams do well enough to be considered for the playoffs, because it's going to get harder and harder for the NCAA to screw around with the brackets and prevent an all Minnesota Frozen Four, which may be the only way a Minnesota team ever wins a national championship. Because even if we've had 3 out of the 4, someone from Boston or Denver or some other non Minnesota school ends up winning. So if you flood the zone and get all four, one of them's coming away.
You know what they'll do? They'll put 4 in 1 bracket and 2 in another, so that you can only get 2 teams advancing.
I think it would look too blatantly obvious.
I don't think they care. The NCAA, they don't care. That's what they do. All right.
Well, the Minnesota teams can just withdraw and have their own tournament.